Well, some mothers and fathers, they baby kids too much. They're getting older now, and they should have a little privacy.
How do you mean they baby them? In what way now? You're about what? You're about 13.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Some of the guys you know, you feel they're maybe being pampered a bit, do this or don't do that?
Well, sometimes they are.
Where should you guys be given more freedom?
Oh, sometimes your mothers don't like us to go to sports, athletics, and all that stuff.
Uh-huh. Slide.
Well, my father's always telling me how to play football and baseball and soccer. And this morning I went out with him to play a little baseball, and he couldn't even throw the ball at me. So I want him to play a little more with me so he could get as much practice as I could.
You mean your dad gets out of shape, too, huh?
Yeah. He gave me a little excuse today, a little kink in his ankle.
I think, although we do a lot of activities here, I think the parents should get in some activities with us, either outdoor or indoor.
What would you recommend? What would be a lot of fun?
Well, a lot of fun. Sometimes, say you have to stay in, play cards. You go to show or, you know, go to stuff like museums and stuff all around on Sundays and weekends.
That's right.
Well, I think the parents are sort of, they look back to their own childhood, and like say if their mothers were strict with them, they want to be strict with us, and if they're strict, a lot of times you can't get along with the other kids because you're not like them. You have to go home at a certain time, and they're allowed to stay out at a certain time, and I think the time, and also the money, too.
All right,
allowance.
Now, you've got a real good point there, to be allowed to do what the others in your group do.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, I think that they never listen to us. They just say no, and they don't listen to why we want to do it. And we can never say anything. They just pass judgment, and they never listen to us.
Don't argue with me. I made up my mind, and that is final.
Yes.
You've heard that?
And
uh-huh.
I think we should argue our point out. And they should listen to us and not just say, no, you can't do that because I say so.
They don't listen to us, but we never listen to them, too. That's why. If we don't mind them, why should they do what we say? We never mind. We would never listen to them. We don't. A lot of people don't. I mean, if their mother says, well, you better go out and do your homework or something. So instead of doing their homework, they'll be doing something else. They won't be doing what their mother says. So, I mean, why should they obey us? The mothers are the ones who's teaching us. We're not teaching the mothers.